蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎来到蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。近来我们一直在探讨耶稣到底是谁的话题，那不知道在朋友你的概念当中，耶稣到底是谁呢？你会觉得他是一个宗教领袖，或者是只是存在在历史当中一个普通的人，又或者是他根本不存在，只是基督教当中的一些人臆想出来的呢？约翰·迪克森在分享自己的书籍的时候呢，他就强调到，当他写这本《怀疑者的指南：指向耶稣》这本书的时候呢，他就考虑到，历史和现实往往是能够影响我们的判断力的。也就是说，从一些历史实际存在的记载当中，我们来看一看耶稣到底是否存在在历史当中，到底是不是一些狂热的宗教徒臆想出来的呢？因为我们有的时候常常谈到信仰呢，就会觉得哦，这是一个心灵的慰藉，它只是存在在思想层面的、心灵层面的。但是我想，我们作为一个有思考能力的、有辨别能力的人来说呢，我们是可以从已经存在的事实来明确一个结论的，也就是耶稣在这个历史上是真实出现过的。那当然了，耶稣的存在不单单只是说好像啊，他做一个好人成为众人的榜样那么简单的。之前我们也提到过，耶稣是一位救主，他来是要成为我们生命当中的拯救的。那在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯会继续进一步的跟我们分享到耶稣与我们生命的关系，希望你能够留心的收听。
One of the most fundamental doubts people have about Jesus is whether he even existed. Was he a myth? Was he made up? Or was he a real human being?
一般人对耶稣最基本的怀疑之一就是耶稣是否真的存在过。他是个神话人物吗？他是虚构出来的吗？或者他是个真正的人吗？
I asked Dr. John Dixon,coming to us from Australia, where he lives and teaches and preaches, how he approaches skeptics today who doubt Jesus' words or even his existence.
约翰·迪克森博士是教师兼传道人，来自澳大利亚。我来请教他如何跟那些对耶稣说的话和对耶稣的存在有所怀疑的人对话。
It really depends whether they are willing to learn new things or whether they've just arrived at a position that they're refusing to change. If it's the latter, look, it's almost impossible to engage someone who's decided they know it all and don't want to flex.
那要看他们是很愿意学习新事物的人，或者他们已经打定主意不肯改变。如果是后者，他们认为自己什么都已经知道，不愿意有所调整。想要跟他们对话几乎是不可能的。
But, you know, the person who, you know, has serious doubts and reservations, but nonetheless is open to, you know, learning more, there's a wonderful conversation to be had. For starters, there are many references to Jesus outside of the Bible.
但如果是那些认真的怀疑者，不轻易的下定论，却有开放的心愿意学习，那么就能跟他们谈得很愉快。对于初学者，我们有很多和耶稣有关的圣经以外的参考资料。
We have the pagan historian Thallus, the Syriac writer Maribas Serapion, the Roman Tacitus, or Pliny the Younger, we have the Jewish writer Josephus, and from all of these non-Christian references to Jesus, we can put together a broad outline of his life, even without even opening a Bible.
例如非犹太人的历史学家达勒斯，叙利亚作者马拉巴尔希拉皮翁，罗马的塔西突士和小普林尼，还有犹太历史学家约瑟夫， 综合这些非基督徒的技术，甚至连圣经都不必翻开，我们就可以看到耶稣一生大致的轮廓。
We would know his name, we'd know his time, his place, we'd know that he had brothers, we would know he was a famous teacher, that people thought he could heal, that he was called the Christ, and on and on and on and on.
我们会知道他的名字，知道他的年代，知道他所在的地方，知道他有兄弟，也知道他是很出名的老师。很多人认为他能医病，他被称为基督，等等等等。
We could know all sorts of things about him without the Bible. And so long as people are willing to learn new things that maybe they wouldn't find on Wikipedia, then I think a really fruitful conversation can take place.
不看圣经也可以知道很多关于耶稣的事。只要有人愿意学习一些无法在维基百科搜寻到的数据，我就能够跟他们进行愉快有丰富的谈话。
And my hope in all of the kind of history stuff that I do is not that I think history can convince someone to become a Christian. I really don't believe that. I do believe, though, that history can demonstrate that this story in the Gospels is a real historical story. Sure, you don't have to treat it as the word of God, you know, the way I do, but I can demonstrate broadly this is a real story.
我的期望并不是认为这些历史资料能说服一个人做基督徒，不是的，我完全不相信这个可能性。我期望的是这些历史资料能显明福音书里的记载是真实的历史事件。我的做法是，好，你不必把福音书当作神的话，但我可以广泛的让你看到这些是真实的历史。
So why don't you read one of the Gospels? For me, that is the value of history.Convincing people to take up a gospel and read it seriously.
你何不读一卷福音书看看呢？对我来说，历史的价值就在于此，说服人拿起福音书来，认真的读一读。
That's Dr. John Dixon, who wrote The Doubter's Guide to Jesus, a new book, and I like that challenge he just delivered. Take up the gospel and read it seriously.
刚才是约翰·迪克森博士，他的新书名叫《怀疑者指南：指向耶稣》。我很喜欢他提出的挑战，就是拿起福音书来认真地读一读。
The historical record is clear. Jesus was a real human being, but he was more than that. I love to offer this challenge to people because if you seriously read the Gospels, the answer about who Jesus is and why he came into the world comes through loud and clear.
历史记录非常清楚，耶稣是真实的人，但又不只是这样。我很乐意给人这个挑战，因为只要人认真地读过福音书，对于耶稣是谁，他来做什么，就会有清楚明确的答案。
They present Jesus.As the God-given answer to our deepest questions. Questions like, what does it mean to be human? And in fact, most skeptics have never even read the Gospels.
福音书为我们内心深处的疑问提出了答案，是从神而来的答案，也就是耶稣。这些疑问包括，作为人真正的意义是什么？事实上，很多怀疑论者从来没有读过福音书。
So it's written in the Bible, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. That's 1 Corinthians 15:45.
哥林多前书15章45节说，经上也是这样记着说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
Jesus is the last Adam. And what does that mean?It means he assumed our humanness fully and completely, and that through his life and by his death, he put things right.
耶稣就是那末后的亚当，意思是什么呢？这是说耶稣全面又完整地承受了我们的人性，并通过他的生与死使所有事物回归正轨。
He lived it out as it was meant to be lived, and then he did something that changed everything.He took even our humanness down to the grave and raised it up again.
他活出了人之所以为人的生命样式。 然后做了些足以改变一切的事，他甚至带着我们的人性下到阴间，又把它带出来。
Which means we can read the gospel, and we can see in Jesus the answer to the question, what does it mean to be human? He lived out what true humanity is meant to look like, and what comes through loud and clear is relationship.
这就表明我们可以通过读福音书，在耶稣身上看到作为人的真正意义。他清楚明确地活出了真正的人性应有的表现，就是关系。
We tend to think of questions of identity in individualistic terms, but the Gospels make a paradigm shift. Being truly human means being in relationship with the creation, with our God, and with other humans.
我们常用个人主义用语来思考自我身份问题，但福音书却做了个范式转移，逆转我们的思考角度。真正的人必须活在关系当中，与万物、与神、与其他人都要建立关系。
Giver of every breath I breathe, author of all eternity, giver of every perfect thing, to you be the glory. Maker of heaven and of earth, no one could comprehend your worth. King over all the universe, to you be the glory.I'm alive because I'm alive in you. And it's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
It's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
It's all because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
It's all because of the blood of Jesus.
It covers me and raised this dead man's life.
It's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
It's all becauseI'm alive. I'm alive.
Giver of every breath I breathe, author of all eternity, giver of every perfect thing, to you be the glory.Maker of heaven and of earth, no one can comprehend your worth. King over all the universe, to you be the glory. And I'm alive because I'm alive in you. And it's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
I'm alive. It's all because the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
It's all because of Jesus I'm alive.
Yeah, it's all because the blood of Jesus Christ.
It's all because the blood of Jesus.
It covers me and raised this dead man's life.It's all because of you. It's 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 all because of you.
First, being human truly means being in relationship with the rest of creation. When God made that first human, the first Adam, he made him part and parcel of this physical world. His body was formed from the dust of the earth. He was set down in a garden and blessed with all of creation's beauty and goodness.
首先，作为人的意义就是与受造的万物建立关系。神所造的第一个人类，首先的亚当，是这个自然界不可或缺的一部分。他的身体的材料是地上的尘土，他被安置在一个园子里，享受所有被造物的美好。
The last Adam was born with that same body, in that same relationship with creation. Jesus had taste buds that could savor food, and eyes that delighted, and hands that could touch.
幕后的亚当，耶稣同样有肉身，同样与被造的万物有关系。耶稣有味蕾可以品尝味道，有眼睛可以观赏美景，也有双手触摸物品。
And he not only noticed and enjoyed his physical world around him, he gave thanks for it. There was this consistent awareness in Jesus that all the goodness of the earth was a gift from his Father. Again and again, you see him lifting his eyes and giving thanks.
他不只感受到周遭的物质世界，并且乐在其中，他也为此而感谢。耶稣一直留意到世上所有美好的事物都从他的父而来。一次又一次的，大伙可以见到他举目向天，献上感谢的。
In Romans 1, Paul says the fundamental failure of our humanity was that we failed to give thanks to God.
保罗在罗马书第一章说到，我们人最根本的错误就是不感谢神。
In Hosea, God said the Israelites' failure was that they saw all the goodness of the promised land, but failed to acknowledge that it came from the Lord. Jesus acknowledged it all the time. He was constantly giving thanks, and he gave thanks to someone he knew.
在何西阿书，神指出以色列人的错误，就是在他们见到应许之地的各种美好，却不认定那些是神所赐的。但耶稣时时都认定神，常常感谢这位他早就认识的神。
And that's my second point. Being truly human means being in relationship with God, not as some generic unknown out there, but as our heavenly Father.
这就来到第二点，作为真正的人，必须与神建立关系，不是把神当作一般的外人，而是成为我们的天父。
That was an original shift.In the first Adam that took us away from that relationship, we entertained lies about God. We chose to live autonomously. We made ourselves the arbitrator of our own morality.
首先的亚当就是本末倒置了，才使我们脱离了与天父的关系。我们接受了关于神的谎言，我们选择独断独行，以自己作为道德的标准。
But there was nothing autonomous or self-willed.About Jesus. He lived joyously and also submissively to his Father all the time. He was always listening and praying and speaking and doing his life in response to his Father's will, right down to his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
但是耶稣却完全没有独断独行，他总是顺服天父，而且很喜乐。他总是按着天父的心意聆听、祷告、说话与行事，一直到他在科西玛尼园祷告，都是这样。
We can look at Jesus and say, that's what we were created for. We're meant to be in that kind of relationship with our God.
看着耶稣，我们会明白，这就是我们被造的目的。我们应该与神保持那样的关系。
Which leads me to my third point. Jesus lived out what it means to be truly human in relation to creation, in relation to the Father, and in relation to other human beings.
所以我们得出第三个要点，耶稣活出了真正的人应该有的意义，与万物、与神、与其他人都建立关系。
Jesus was the most other-oriented person who ever lived.I think we can safely say that our natural bent, though, for the rest of us, is to be oriented to ourselves. We are naturally self-interested, and that makes us prone to conflicts in our relationships with others.
耶稣是有史以来最能关注别人的人。我们一般人都很自然地倾向于关注自己，只对自己有兴趣，因而导致我们在人际关系中常有冲突。
But Jesus was the opposite. Read the Gospels, and it's there on every page. His heart was continually drawn to the lives of others. He poured himself out, meeting other people's needs, and never more than when he poured himself out on the cross.
但耶稣跟我们相反，在福音书里到处可以看到例子。耶稣的心一直在别人身上，他倾倒自己去满足别人的需要，在十字架上更是极致的牺牲。
We can look to Jesus, and we can say, that's the answer. That's the way we're meant to be in relationship with each other.
看到耶稣，我们会明白，这就是答案，这就是我们与别人相处该有的方式。
So what does it mean to be human? Well, the Bible gives us two answers. Our humanness is wrapped up in two atoms, a first atom and a second atom.
那么，作为人的意义是什么？圣经给了两个答案。我们的人性可总结为两个亚当，首先的亚当和末后的亚当。
Being human means we were born into the humanity of the first Adam, where the primary relationships of life have been damaged. It means living in a world of created goodness and having it evaporate in our hands because we are seeking the gifts instead of the giver.
作为人，我们出生时的人性属于首先的亚当，最初该有的关系已经受损。意思是我们活在一个神所创造的美好世界，却任由它在我们手中破灭，只因我们追求世界的美好，却拒绝那赐予美物的主。
It means being estranged from our God because our hearts have lost the knowledge of God. It means trying to live as many gods,serving ourselves with an inbuilt propensity to be estranged and hostile to those around us.
我们与神疏远，只因我们的心已经不认识神。我们把自我当成小神明来膜拜，内心倾向于与身边的人疏远或敌对。
Being human means needing a second Adam to come and redeem us.It means being invited by God to be reconciled to Him through the death of Jesus and to be resurrected into a new life in Christ, to have the Spirit of Christ in us so we can start to live out our true humanity in relationship with the creation, in relationship with our Heavenly Father, and in relationship to each other.
作为人的意义在于需要末后的亚当来救赎我们。在于接受神的邀请，通过耶稣的死与神和好，并在基督里复活，得着新生命，因而得着基督的灵在我们里面，使我们能够开始活出真正的人性，与被造的万物、与父神、与其他人都建立关系。
Spiral lips with flame.
收听了今天的节目之后呢，朋友你有什么样的感想呢？真的很有意思哈。虽然我们一直在说我们要从历史当中，从现实的世界当中来发现耶稣存在的踪迹，但是迪克森又说，这些历史呢，只是为了帮助人，吸引人到圣经的面前去，到神的面前去。的确，我们会常常遇到这样的状况，就是很多的人呢对圣经、对基督信仰是抱有一种怀疑的态度的，甚至觉得圣经就是推崇基督教或者是信仰基督教的人自己撰写出来的一本书而已，是一本很普通的而且是自说自话的一本书。但是就像迪克森所说的，历史的史实呢是证明了圣经当中所说的话是真实的。很多人之所以拒绝基督信仰，就是因为没有真正的去认识神，去了解神，也没有去读过圣经。一旦我们了解到圣经当中所描述的是真实存在的，是真实并且有意义的，那我想我们的生命其实就已经开始有一个转变了。当然了，我们不断地来分享耶稣以及他生平的一些事，包括他的身份，其实在今天的节目当中我们看到耶稣很重要的一个身份就是什么呢？就是我们的榜样。耶稣来到这个世界上呢，成为我们的榜样。我们说相信耶稣、跟随耶稣的人呢就是基督徒。基督徒这个名字意味着什么呢？就是跟随耶稣的人，就是效法耶稣的人。那么从这个角度我们来看呢，耶稣基督他来到这个世界上，其中一个重要的使命，那就是以人的这样的形态来活出神造人本身的那个样子。很多时候我们不知道人生的方向和意义到底是什么，甚至我们在遇到一些难处，我们面对一些绝境的时候，我们会觉得为什么我要活在这个世上。但是耶稣给我们答案，圣经中给我们答案。所以亲爱的朋友，我邀请你来读一读圣经，特别是新约当中有关耶稣的记载，我相信你会找到你生命真实的意义的。就像圣经当中所描述的，耶稣就是我们的道路，是我们的真理，是我们的生命。因为耶稣的出现，我们有机会回到神造我们本来的那个意义当中去。欢迎朋友你来信跟李诺探讨你收听节目的感想或者是疑惑。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。